One would be approval of front setback of 12 feet, allowing for the construction of a cabin. Two, a Division II permit shall be required before construction begins. Three, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, a decision record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
How are you this evening?
Good.
So this is all part of a campground canoe rental that we have. And so previously there was a hay barn on that pad when I moved in there. So the structure was already there, not just the foundation. It's just the structure was so diminished. And I have pictures of it from when I moved in that we were going to try to redo it. You know, we had this old house dreams, but we didn't have a this old house budget. So, you know, we had to get it taken down, but we saved the foundation so that we could put something on there in the future. And so this bunkhouse that we're talking about putting on is actually it's a modular building that's being built by the Amish. And they're just going to bring it in and place it on that existing foundation. The footprint that we're using is actually about 3 feet shorter than what was there previously. It's about 4 feet narrower, counting the porch that we're going to put on there, which is just a cement slab. So we own, you know, on up the road on that property. It's just, it's on a really steep bluff. So there's no place else to put this without, you know, going over the back of the hill there where you can still get in the, you know, the utilities that you need, the water and all that stuff. And then the other problem is to keep the septic from the two wells that are on the property, I need to use that existing structure. There's no place else I can put it where I can get a septic in where I won't be, you know, within the 100 feet or I think it's 100 feet of the existing wells that are there. So, I mean, there's not much happening out there. It's pretty cut and dry.
How close is the house down the street from that?
That's
west side. Is that yours?
Yes, sir. We own from that corner. We own everything on that side of the road, actually.
Which one?
How many feet is it?
The garage?
Yeah, the garage.
It's a 300. Yeah.
It's about 5 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. That house is, I think, is from the 40s, and the same with the store that's down there that we own. Yeah, those are old houses.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Bernard Doherty. D-O-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y. Thank you very much.
Is there anybody here tonight that's going to speak on behalf or against this project? Okay. Does somebody like to make a motion or are we having discussion?
I'd make a motion to accept the grant.
Second that motion.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay.
So motion approved. We'll generate a decision of record that a copy will be mailed to you and then make arrangements with Marla to either come in the office and have it notarized and then recorded. You have 120 days to do that, but she's pretty good at staying on top of those and make sure everybody gets them recorded. So once you get your copy, then just get a hold of Marla. Okay.
All right, next up is 20-24V.
Okay, case number 20-24B. Muhammad Bakri is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 4, Permits 4.12, Building Height Regulations, Single-Family Residential Structures of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Applicant seeking a 50-foot building height variance, which is 15 feet more than the required 35 feet, allowing for the construction of a four-story addition to the existing single-family home. Per the assessor's information, The subject property is 1.84 acres in size, with a single-family home built in 1954 and a garage constructed in 2010, currently on the property. Property is served by Public Water District Number 2 for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. The applicant has submitted the following new information to the variance request, which is 1. Structural engineer design plans to the new addition to withstand any possible shear force. 2. A sprinkler system, which is 13R, currently designed by an engineer to be installed in new addition permitted through Western Taney County Fire District. And then 3, he's indicated all windows purchased would be according to the fire code requirements. So I've got the decision records early in this one. Staff recommendations, if Taney County Board of Adjustment will approve variance request 2024, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a height variance of 50 feet for the construction of a single family home. 2. Structural engineered design plans shall be submitted to the planning office. 3. Compliance letter from Western Taney County Fire District regarding a 13R sprinkler system and all other Western Taney County Fire Protection District applicable requirements. 4. A Division 1 permit will be required before construction was begin. 5. Compliance with all other provisions of the applicable provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And 6. A decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. So this one is on Lakeshore Drive. Your landing is just across the road. So here's the landing. Right here's the curve on 76. The recent photos, recent by from today. This is across. You can see the photos I had presented before had the leaves on. But here's our subject addition. This is going down, I think it's North Fork. Is that right, Presley? North Fork Road? South Fork? Here's a side picture. That I would turn it over to the applicant.
Well, thank you so much for hearing me again. Dear respected council chairman, dear fellow and beloved neighbors who came here today, if they came here today, I appreciate the opportunity to represent my case in more details today than I had in the last meeting. When I came last time, I was simply unprepared. I didn't know, and I was not aware that Taney County has any building code that I need to go over and address in this meeting. My main concern was building an extension to the current home to accommodate my 12 American citizen family members, to keep them connected, to continue to have meal together, and for the kids to have a place to sleep, to study, to play, and remain connected as a family. My current home has only 2 functional bedrooms. We need an extra 10 bedrooms to accommodate my family. I built the extension at the very back of my property and in the most secluded area and the flat corner that doesn't infringe on any neighbor right, at the same time uphold my right as a homeowner, a permanent resident and taxpayer of Taney County. It was agreed upon, including by Scott, that this addition does not and did not infringe on any of my neighbor's rights, including one of my beloved neighbor who came last time, and his main concern was structural engineer integrity. The respected council had concerns about the fire safety. Today I came with more detailed plan to address all of the concern that was raised before, and to express my willing to address any concerns that may arise today. To address the fire safety issue, as the respected councilman said, I spoke with Mr. Jim Single, who his fire district department, his fire department served my property multiple times. And he recommended putting 13R fire sprinkler system and told me the fire department can serve 4-story building. I worked with Mr. Richard Schmidt and Mr. Jack Weinbrenner. Two people work in One Call Fire Protection LLC to design and build the system. Richard, I think, is here today. And Jack, both have decades of experience in this field between them. And they worked with the well-known architect, Mr. Treat, to design this system. The design and all the necessary application were submitted to and as required by the fire department and Mr. Single. We will still continue with Mr. Single and his successors, since he's gonna retire soon, to get this system up and running. We have, according to Mr. Richard, this system can be installed anytime as soon as we get the get-go from the fire department. Number two, I will install 36 units of interconnected fire and alarm and smoke alarm detectors in the all four floors, exactly as I have in the current house without being obliged by any code. Number three, although not required by fire code as well, I will install in every bedroom a built-in under-window fire ladder that can be deployed and reach the ground in less than 30 seconds. This stays under the window. In case of fire, all what you do is you grab it, you throw it in the window, that's fire code window. And I will install that in every bedroom. This ladder can carry 1,200 pounds and is made by Werner Company. I'm sure who work in fire department used one of their fire safety equipment. It is a company from Pennsylvania